Okay, so I don't know what it is. I guess first and foremost, hey guys, it's been a long time. We know it's been a long time. That's how it works here. But hopefully you guys enjoy this. I kind of enjoy it. I feel like it's just like my little secret podcast, which I really love for myself. So I don't know why, but I keep recording podcasts. I have like 3 podcasts kind of like in the docket, but I don't know. I guess maybe I just, who knows why I didn't post them. I'm guessing I'll listen to my like former judgment and not post them still. But hopefully this one gets up. I wanted to talk to you guys as I'm getting ready today about a few things that like are coming to mind. It's the craziest thing. So I'm pretty sure maybe I didn't, or maybe I did talk to you guys about like my big thing of like learning how to love myself imperfectly. That was the lesson of last year. Oh gosh, I was deeply imperfect, as is the human condition. I was deeply imperfect. I made so many mistakes, and I like fell into a deep pit of like of distraughtness, sadness, whatever you want to call it. I was literally distraught. For a while there, and I couldn't reconcile this idea of myself, like that I had of myself, and the version of me that was like, that was happening in real time. Girl, boy, you know, sir, madam. It was really terrible. And I was just feeling so many emotions. It was the emotions of like messing up and like seeing the ramifications from that. But I was also feeling the emotions of not being perfect, when I was like subconsciously taught my whole life that you have to be perfect to be loved, to be successful, to just deserve anything good. And over literally 6 years of therapy, y'all, this ain't no little joke, no little like, oh my goodness, I need to go check in with my therapist and let her know, or like just check back in with her and tell her about how I had this huge breakthrough, which has completely changed my life. Like my life is no longer at all the same as it was before. And I'm so grateful for that. I guess I hadn't really stopped and acknowledged my like gratitude. Like I knew that I was grateful, but you know, there's so much regret in making like, or there can be a lot of regret found in making mistakes. And I don't think that I've like acknowledged how much bigger the benefit of like making those mistakes have been like for me than like the loss that I, you know, had. I'm here trying to make sure it goes on focus mode, because I'm serious about not getting my podcast up. Because I record on my phone. But yeah, I don't think I've really taken the opportunity to acknowledge how much better my life is. Like how like the whatever little struggles that I had last year, they've literally paid dividends. They really have. They've paid dividends, because my life, like I'm telling you, 6 years of therapy, and the therapy should have started before that. That was just when I realized I had a problem. I guess now it's like 7 years ago. Like 7 years ago, I realized, oh, shucky ducky girl, you got a problem. You don't know why this is a thing. But you're going to spend the next 6 years of your life figuring out why, and also realizing how this thing that you didn't even know was a thing has been running your life. Like, it's literally been running your life. I remember back when I was engaged, and I had, we went and we did like a bachelorette party. It was like a bachelorette slash like wedding dress shopping. It was really cute. Really, really cute. We loved that for me. And on like, we did a boat ride, and we were like all talking, and I don't remember. It was like something about like, what is like the biggest driver in your life? And my thing was like, I just want to be a good person. Like, that's all I care about. Like, once I'm a good person, nothing else matters, whatever else. And I remember my friend, she was like, Brittany, you are a good person. Why do you think that is such a big deal to you? And I'm just like, and I'm thinking she's crazy. So I'm like, that should be everybody's like primary goal. But I didn't know that I had a problem at that time, because I'm like, everybody, like, that should be like, nothing else matters. You know, all your accolades and all your whatever don't matter if you're a bad person. But I was missing the point. The point was here, I was over there. I had literally just missed the entire point. And like, I think back on that moment, and I'm like, she saw something that I had no clue, because I had been brought up in a system, with a belief system that you only get out of life like what you put into it. You only get the goodness out of life that you put into life. And that's crazy. Like, it's actually crazy, because where does grace come in? Like, where does being a human come in to that equation? It doesn't, right? If I'm only deserving of love when I'm good. Ugh, sick stomach. That's what my aunt, she was like, that's her little thing where, like, when people are acting up, it's like, man, that's so sick stomach. Like, that's so sick stomach. Again, that is really a thing. Like, that is such a sick stomach, like, thought process of like, you only deserve to be loved when you're perfect. But I'm like, I'm a human. So when am I going to be loved? When am I gonna be loved? Because I'm always gonna be imperfect. Even when I'm like in my like quote unquote best self, like I'm always literally going to be imperfect. So like, when do I get the opportunity to truly be loved for me? Never, Negro. Never. If you're following that like that thought process, you're never going to be loved. You're never going to be deserving of love. And then realizing how that plays into our relationships with God, because like, when, if I think that that's when God loves me, then I'm doing all these things like, I'm volunteering everywhere, and I'm not cursing, and I'm not drinking, and I'm not partying, and like, whatever these things that the church tells us that God really cares about, like, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not sexing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing any of it. And then I feel like, that is when I feel like I'm deserving of love. I'm deserving of good things. And that's why these Christian girls be having the whole thing messed up. I saw this girl come on TikTok. I guess the backstory is the story too, right? Because I actually have things I'm talking about. But I saw this girl come on TikTok, and she was like, mind you, she's a little brutish. Like, her personality, I was like, girl. But to each his own, right? Because we all deserve love. We all deserve to be like all the things. But yeah, she's a little brutish. But she came on and she was like, I've done all of the things that they told me to do, and I don't like, because there's some like sex worker or like OnlyFans girl who she was like, oh yeah, I just like, me and my boyfriend, we like just finished like having sex on camera for OnlyFans. I don't know how I was about to put that any better, but like, we just finished having sex on camera for OnlyFans, and now we're gonna X, Y, and Z. And the girl was like upset, she was hurt, which makes sense, right? And especially, she's Jamaican, for also context, which is a very like black and white kind of society where they do tell you, like, even more so than in America, that you do X, Y, and Z and you'll get X, Y, and Z. And mind you, they tell you that all over the world, like, whether they're saying it out loud or they're saying it in their actions, or they're like, it's implied, like, you're constantly being bombarded with that thought process. But especially as a Jamaican, which, like, there's a certain, I don't know how to explain it, but I could see how she would be like impacted even more. And she was like, I've just done all of the things. I went to school, like, I got a good job. Like, I'm not, I don't remember. I think she may have said she was like celibate, something. I don't remember what all she said, but she went down the list of things that she like did and didn't do. She's like, how comes like these girls who didn't do any of those things are like winning more than me? And I remember my friend like reposted her and was like, and the girl was like, this doesn't have anything to do with the girl in the video. And then I remember my friend reposted her and was like, well, then why'd you snitch her though, and whatever else. But like, I get it. I could see why it wouldn't have nothing to do with the girl in the video. It's like, I've been sold this lie and I'm feeling bamboozled. And like, you see how she's living good? You see how I'm single and she's sleeping with people, like, you know, effing on camera, and she got a boyfriend and I don't. Like, why? And it's because we've been sold this lie. Right? Like, we've been sold this lie that like, I do X, Y, and Z, and then like, I'm going to get X, Y, and Z. Like, I follow these rules, I'm going to be perfect, and then therefore I'm going to be loved, and I'm going to be celebrated, and I'm going to be successful, and I'm going to be all of the things. And it's not true. None of it's true. And it shouldn't be true, right? Like, it shouldn't be. Because then you think about like how our whole, like, we're really in like, you know how they talk about the simulation, but it is though, like, it is the simulation. We are in like a simulation-esque environment. Like, we're in this thing, right? We're in this thing, and they tell us, you do this thing and you get this thing out, and then you realize that that's not how the game works, that you can do all of those things and you end up sad and boring, right? You don't do none of the drinking and the smoking, right? And they tell you like, oh yeah, that's pretty much going to make you like, especially in the church, they'll make it seem like you're gonna be a better person for not, like, you're like a higher tier individual for not drinking and smoking. And the reality of the situation is that a lot of times you end up bored. Mind you, I don't smoke. I smoked one puff of hookah in my life and I thought I was about to die, and I did it wrong. I was with a group of a bunch of people, like these Colombians, these like guys from Saudi, and like some American, we was from everywhere, girl. And I did my little puff of hookah, and I was like, that's how I sucked it up. And they were like, no. I was coughing, I was stressed. I haven't done it since. That is not for me. But I woke up my little glass of wine. don't try me. I will get my glass of wine. And I barely drink. I probably drink like maximum once a month. I really drink once a quarter, if I'm being honest. But like the idea of if I do drink, I'm gonna go to hell. Or like if I don't drink, I'm gonna get all of these good things, or like it makes me a better person. That is what's trifling. It's not the act of drinking or not drinking. What really gets you is the thought process behind it, right? That's how you end up boring. That's how you end up boring and sad and ain't never lived your life because you're so afraid of all the damn consequences that don't even exist, that are made up. And it's not that, right? Like, because excess of anything is bad. It just is. We know that, right? You drink excessively, that's bad. That's gonna be bad. But drinking in and of itself, in my personal perspective, it's not that big a deal. It's not that big of a deal. You'll end up boring and sad. That's what happens to these girls. And then you're boring and sad, and then you're wondering like, why don't nobody want to be with me? I'm making a face because I'm like, you don't see? Like you know, like the Madea, like, I see you, you see me? Do you see me thing? Yeah, I don't know. But I say all of that very long-windedly to say that like, that was my belief system before. It was. I really used to believe that like I do things, like I do right, and then right comes to me. And like if I do wrong, then I'm just deserving of whatever actually comes to me. And that's just so wrong. It's so wrong. It's so wrong on so many levels. Like, again, it blocked my relationship with God because how can I be imperfect and God love me? Right? That's the Adam and Eve hiding from God syndrome. Two, it blocked my relationship with myself because I discarded myself just like others discarded me, or how I felt like I deserved to be discarded based on how I was taught. And then like it also interrupted my relationship with like romantic partners, right? Because I'm presenting this very like masked version of myself, and like when I mess up, I am in the tanker. Like, I am down in the dumps for real. And like I was last year. And like, God taught me so much in last year where it was like, girl, pull yourself up. Like, get yourself out of this little ridiculousness. Like, this isn't even for you. You know I love you, right? You know that I love you, right? And you know that even when you make a mistake, that doesn't make you deserving of whatever, right? Because at the time, I'm fighting my dad. Me and my dad, we was beefing, right? I'm fighting my dad. I'm fighting this man that I'm dating. I'm fighting this man that I used to date. I said, damn. Like, let me live, bro. And then eventually I started fighting myself because I get rid of all of them. I get rid of every last one of them. And I am just fighting me. I'm just fighting my own demons. And until I really fell in love with me. I fell in love with me. Like, I thought about my, like, after really working on this love thing, right? I remember thinking, like, okay, if, like, what if I killed somebody? Would I still love myself? And I said, yeah, nigga, like, what do you think this is? Right? I was like, okay, what if I raped somebody? That's wickedness, right? What if I raped a kid? Okay, I'm not raping any kids. Let's put that out there. I'm not raping nobody. I'm not killing nobody. I'm not doing none of that. That's terrible, right? But I was like, what if I did? Sick stomach. Like, I thought about it. And I was like, would I still love myself? And I said, yes. I was like, if you did the worst thing imaginable in your own head, you would still love yourself? And I said, yes. And I was like, so that's what the scripture meant about like what is it called? Neither height, nor depth, nor principality, nor power, like, can separate me from the love of God? Like, you're literally saying that I love me just because I'm mine, and that there's literally nothing I could do to make me stop loving me? Yeah. And I was like, so that's what God meant? Like, that I didn't have to bring nothing to the table, that my righteousness is as filthy rags, and he loves me. Oh, y'all, a whole word. And so my relationship with God shifted from this thing, this transactional relationship, which is what we get when when we're only good, when we play our role, when we're only worthy, when we're only valuable, when we play our role. And when we stop playing our role, then to the trash, to the recycling bin, you know. Ooh, I'm out of breath. I've been chatting, y'all. As you can hear, I'm mainly chatting and a little bit getting ready. But yeah, that stuff is crazy. But that, like, has impacted my entire life. That thing has driven my entire life. And falling in love with myself, and then subsequently getting a better idea of what my role is, like, when it comes on to God, like, this ain't... Also, last year I was learning about femininity, which was... I know I've spoken to y'all about that, but, like... Between learning about femininity and learning about just like love and true love and what that looks like, y'all, my life changed last year. And I don't think I give 2023 like the credit that it deserves for being that girl, because it was like, it really was like learning those two lessons about love and femininity, and realizing that God does not require for me to be perfect. He actually probably has no interest in me being perfect, because it's not my perfection that makes him love me. I am his, like, period. Like, literally, that's it. Like, I am God's. And so therefore, like, he loves me, and there's nothing that I can do to make him stop loving me. I can get consequences for my actions, but, like, it's not like a not loving me thing. Like, that would be crazy. So there's that. Yeah. And so with giving that kind of grace to myself, it was interesting because this weekend, or let me not talk about this week, but recently, I had this situation where I've been developing this a relationship with somebody, like, over, I don't know, a good amount of time. Let's say, like, the last, like, year and a half or so, I've been developing, like, this beautiful relationship with somebody. And then recently I saw so many of their bad sides. I saw so many of their bad sides. I said, where did this come from? And it's not, actually, I didn't say where did this come from. Like, I felt myself getting a little annoyed sometimes, or a little frustrated, or a little something. But ultimately, it was kind of like, wow, I'm so grateful that this person felt safe enough to show me their bad sides. That's a safety thing, right? To show me the nasty, mind you, we've been developing this relationship. Like, I see them very often over the past year and a half. And like on like a weekly basis, I'll see it on a weekly basis. And then like, I don't know. It's like, oh my goodness, I see this thing. And I've seen you this whole time, but I've been seeing, like, your representative. I've been seeing the masked version of you. And I see the, like, all the negative things that I've seen. I've seen the positive sides of that. However, like, you now give me the opportunity to see the negative sides. And I feel so grateful. I feel honored. It's a privilege to see that vulnerable part of people. And realizing how my perspective has changed, because I give myself that grace, right? And I love disappointing people nowadays. I'm like, don't think I'm some like, I don't know, above reproach, like above all of this stuff thing, like person. Like, I'm just a human. I'm just a girl. Like, literally, I'm literally just a human. So don't think me too good or too holy to do anything but mess up. Like, you know, like I'm a mess. I'm a drop the ball. And I love dropping the ball these days. Not like I always wanna like mess up, but I like knocking myself off that pedestal. Like, you're not gonna hold me to these standards and stress me out. You're gonna be stressed out because you're gonna see I am just a human. And that is all I signed up to be in this life. So yeah, girl, you're literally not about to stress me out. I'ma tell you that from now. I'm going to like be below every single expectation that you had. Like, I'm going to drop every single ball. And just know, don't hold me to it. Don't hold me to it. That was you. That was on you, bud, for holding me to this expectation. And I'm not, like, I didn't ask for that. I did not ask for that. So that's been like, I don't know. I think that's been really fun. And with giving myself, like, coming from somebody who felt like beholden to stay on, I was kind of like, in so many ways, I was a lot of people's like last chance or last hope or last whatever. And then I'm a half a only child. I got a lot of like half siblings. Which I just call my siblings, but I'm half an only child because I'm the only child from my mom. And so that led to just a lot of responsibility being placed on me. Like, when I was with somebody who was a middle child, and I said, we don't got the same problems. Like, we do not have the same problems at all. We don't got the same problems. But yeah, like being, do y'all's ears ever just like start vibrating? Oh, my ear is like vibrating. I'm trying to figure out what perfume I'm gonna wear today. I like wearing perfume in that. I like wearing perfume everywhere. I'm a perfume kind of girl. I just like to smell myself. Not like what the old folks say, but like, I just like to smell good. But yeah, what was I going with that? With, oh yeah, I'm gonna knock myself off of every single pedestal that you put me on. I'm gonna knock myself off. I'm going to break your heart. You're gonna be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe, but yes, she did. Right? Stop making me be some like superhuman. Again, like, yeah, I'm like, I grew up a lot as an only child. And so I just had a lot of like human responsibility. Like, I didn't have the responsibility of like a firstborn daughter or anything like that. But I had like, I had the load of a lot of people on my back, and I felt the need, like, if I drop this, the whole ship is going to go crashing. Like, if I don't step in and steer the ship, like, everything is going to crash. Nigga, let it crash, let it burn, because one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to drop it. You give me that load, I'm gonna drop it. And you're gonna say, Brittany, but you, yes, it wasn't my job to begin with. So as somebody who's always been like the load bearer and felt like the responsibility of everybody, right? I was a very like responsible, good kid who ultimately ended up feeling like my success meant so much to people other than myself that like it just, there's just a lot of burdens on there. I took them off, right? And so now it's been so beautiful, like, that I can do that, like, for other people, where it's like, you don't have to be perfect.
I'm gonna tell you when I don't like something, right? Like I don't appreciate something, because there are gonna be things that are going to be annoying and that I won't appreciate, right? But you giving me the opportunity to see you and love you also then gives me the opportunity to be like, hey girl, I don't like this, but I love you. Can we do this differently so that like, as like, because I think it would be more beneficial to our relationship, right? Like now we're having an authentic relationship almost 2 years later, right? Like now we're having an authentic relationship because you see me and I see you, and we're in relationship with each other, not each other's representatives. Ooh. And then that also like, you know, it's funny because I was sad last week, and like people have been like, or like, I don't know, like there are like three people who are like, Brittany, are you okay? Like either I noticed that you weren't texting back and you usually would. Like I don't text people, but if I'm going to text people, there's like two people in this world that I'm gonna text. So it's like, I realized that you weren't texting back and whatever else. Like, and so I was actually wondering if you were okay. And I'm like, no, girl, I was not okay. I was sad, right? Like, how are you feeling today? But you know, I'm actually not good. I'm not good. And I think like me no longer saying that I'm doing okay when I'm not doing okay, or like, you don't have to beat me being like, you don't have to beat it out of me for me to tell you that I'm sad. Like, no, you ask me how I'm doing and I'm gonna say I'm sad. I'm sad, girl. I'm not feeling good. I don't like this, right? And and I think that's a part of that thing of like not feeling the need to be perfect, not feeling the need to like uphold like appearances, because I'm sad, but I'm not dying. Like I'm okay. I was sad. And even sometimes I still feel a bit sad, but like, I'm okay. We both know I'm okay. Like this, whatever this is, ain't the end of any world. Right. And so like, I think there used to be this thing of like if I'm not feeling good, or if I'm feeling sad, or if something that you've done hurts my feelings or doesn't make me feel good, then I hold it in and I wait and I'm trying to figure it out, you know, on my own. And what? No, I'm going to tell you that I'm not okay. And I think that the ease of that is such a, beautiful thing, and like just really like indicative of like the growth journey that I've been on, which I've really loved. And I guess this has been a really nice, you know, 30 odd minutes of chatting for me to really see it like, shoot, I'm different. And like, I know I'm different, like I feel different, but I think lately I've been feeling like there are so many damn rules in adulthood. Like there's so many rules. Like, yeah, so I had to pause and come back, but like, I feel like there are these like unwritten, unspoken rules about how you navigate like adult land, and I feel like I'm messing up on all of them. Like I've just been feeling like, was I supposed to do that, or was I supposed to do? And I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of these rules, and I feel so exhausted. And I think, you know, kind of internalizing the like messing up, like internalizing that has made me feel like, man, I just keep messing up, but not realizing, I guess, all of the growth. And like, literally last year was my biggest personal growth since maybe like my junior year of college. Like, this was the biggest growth for me, like the most like notable, and it may have been my biggest year of personal growth like ever. But definitely, I have 1 year in college, like my junior year of college, which like completely changed me and I grew so much as a person. But like somewhere between, I don't know, it may be a tie. They neck and neck. But this was, that last year was one of my biggest years of personal growth. And I learned the biggest lesson, or I unlearned the biggest lie. Again, needing to be perfect to deserve anything good. I unlearned the biggest lie that ran my life before. I unlearned that last year, and that's something to be really celebrated, rather than harping on like the places that I am falling short in. So yeah, y'all, that is my whole, you know, lots of thoughts. I have lots of thoughts, and we don't connect that much, but I would love for us to like reach out to me. I don't even know how you can reach out to me anymore, because I'm not on Instagram. I'm on TikTok, but I'm gonna delete it. but I don't even know how you guys can reach out to me anymore. But add me on Instagram and like message me genuinely. Like, let me know what your thoughts are, because y'all be listening to my podcast, which I love it. thank you guys for like POP hold it down. Mama, I love you. Y'all remember that? But you know, thank you guys for listening and you know, just coming on this like very long-term journey with me, which y'all probably didn't even know you would still be on this journey, but you are, and I'm glad that you are. So yeah, reach out to me. Let's chat. I would love to like have more like community and like really hear what you guys are thinking about, or what's kind of like passing through your heads. Like, it's crazy. Like I used to, like 30 felt like big, big people. And I'm like, 30 is me. Like 30 is me now. And like, as we're like navigating adulthood in this, like when thinking that I would never actually become an adult, like what is going on with y'all? Talk to me. I'm serious. Like, I'm telling you, like, hop on Instagram, DM me. I'm gonna add back my Instagram at some point in time, for at least a short period of time. So like, message me and let's be friends. Okay, bye y'all.